Everyone wonders at a point in their life if God can truly talk to them in a dream, if miracles are capable of happening, and if God is real. If these things are true, how can I draw near to the Creator and gain access to the supernatural power? Are the keys to victory in my life's battles from health, family, marriage, depression, and business won through spiritual warfare? The answer to all these questions is yes. You can unlock the door to victory in all these different areas of your life and more. However, the problem with many people not winning the fight in the battlefield of life is simply spiritual. They don't understand how the invisible struggle between good and evil actually work. We do not have any self-thought. Every thought we get is influenced by either God or the enemy. When we act on these thoughts, whether pro or con, we engage the force within the spiritual realm. We cannot trust ourselves because we are emotional beings and our mind and flesh are naturally of this three-dimensional world. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. This idea of God and the devil, angels and demons, is scary to many, including myself at first. However, you need to understand that you don't go into war without having a 4-star general lead you and without all the proper weaponry and gear to protect yourself and loved ones. Once you're properly led and equipped, you will ultimately win the good fight of faith in your life. The 4-star general who took me through my battles was Jesus Christ, and the weapons and gear he equipped me with were the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. There you go. That's exactly what you need to win and overcome every time. How do I know this, you ask? Because he told me. For, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. But please keep an open mind and understand that everything has opposites. The opposite of light is dark. The opposite of positive is negative. The opposite of hot is cold. And the opposite of God is evil. Also, there are repercussions to our actions from the physical world we exist in, which directly affect and alter what happens in the spiritual realm. This chain of actions changes outcomes we see manifest in our lives. According to Newton's third law, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. You don't have to be a superhero who wears a cape and fights off demons after leaving the office. The contrary is true. I went through 7 years of battles and experienced things for which many people would have simply given up on God, where many would say God is not real, and if he is, why am I going through this again and again and again? I held onto my faith and always remembered to hold God accountable to his word. He cannot lie. He is perfect. A couple of scriptures that I always recite to myself are, be strong and of a good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.